Goodness, thank you again, band. Wow. Bob would be proud. I'm going to begin this morning with a scripture reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs. As Bev mentioned, this month has been about change. We started out with a sermon on the foundation or the principle of change itself. Last week we looked at the change that is forced upon you. Today we're going to look at hidden change. And next week we'll be looking at choosing change. So we're trying to cover up pretty much all the aspects that affect you. While I was doing research for this sermon, I came across something very interesting to me. That in the field of data management, there's a component called hidden input or hidden fields that cause a change in the operation of a computer program. Now, when you're on your computer and you're looking at a page and somewhere on the page it has a button to click to perhaps sign up for a newsletter or something like that, and you punch the button, enter your information, it goes out, you sign up for the newsletter, and you think nothing else about it. But there's a lot going on in that process in the background. There's a hidden field that's operating behind that that makes it possible for you simply to click a button and enter your name and everything works fine. I won't get into the intricacies of that. But the significance of that for me was that it is hidden. You don't see it. Unless you are a computer programmer, like I have a friend who's a computer programmer I talked to about this. And John's going to put up a slide and show you what computer code looks like. This is a computer language. And this is what's in the background. When you see that nice, slick, easy page where you're reading and you click to sign up for a newsletter, this is what's going on behind it. This is what makes it operate. But you don't ever see it. Now, if you were a computer programmer, you would know how to go in and see that code and even change it if you wanted to. But for ordinary folks like mere mortals like us, We see the finished product, and we never see the hidden fields. We never see that hidden information that's happening. Now, I think this is one of the reasons I liked this example so much. This is a perfect metaphor for personal life. Because in our personal lives, there are hidden fields as well. There are things that we don't see happening, things that are going on. They're hidden from us until the effect shows up some way in our life. Now, if that is true, then as spiritual beings, how is it that we're going to deal with this hidden change? Because I think it's important. Now, out into the 3D outer world, there are hidden changes going on. And I'm not advocating any kind of, conspiracy theory. Thank you, sweetheart. I couldn't pull that up there. I'm not advocating any kind of conspiracy theory. However, what goes on in politics has a lot of hidden fields. You don't have any idea what goes on behind closed doors and the deals that are made and the bargains that are struck. And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, just the fact that it goes on and the effects show up, but they're hidden. We know nothing about it whatsoever. In the realm of government, the same things happen. There's so many things happening that are hidden from us that we don't know about it. And some of those things we don't need to know about, but the fact is that dynamic is in operation all around us. In the realm of science, there are laboratories all over the earth conducting experiments and working on things. There are quite a few of them right now working on a vaccine for the virus that we're dealing with right now. But that's hidden from us. We don't really know what's going on, but we do know something's happening there. Now, to come a little bit closer home, we look at our physical bodies. There are hidden changes going on in our bodies all the time that we don't know about. I heard a spiritual teacher say one time that's really something that we have to have somebody in a white coat tell us what's going on in our own body. But that's a fact, that there are hidden changes going on in our body all the time. A doctor told me one time that often when an autopsy is done, the person doing the autopsy finds out that the person who died had some kind of really serious illness, but the body dealt with and cured it, and they didn't even know it happened. because of the hidden change that goes on in our bodies. There are all kinds of things happening right now to your body. If your eyes are open and you're looking around, your eyes are constantly adjusting to tiny, minuscule changes in light. Your eye adapts to that. Your body adjusts to the temperature around you. If you get too cold, your body pulls the blood into the core of your body. If you get too hot, it sends it out to your skin to be cooled off. And you don't ever have to think about doing that. It just happens. Happens as a hidden change that's going on. All kinds of things like that go on in our bodies. Even though we're right here and we're in the body, we're not aware of it. It happens there. There's hidden change on the emotional level as well. If you've ever had a friend and all of a sudden your relationship changed and you don't have a clue why, something was going on that you aren't aware of that affected your relationship. And it may be that the person who you're in relationship with doesn't even know what's going on, because those things happen within us in a hidden way. We don't even know they're there. I realized a while back that there was this TV personality, I won't mention any names, but every time I saw her on the screen, I just set my teeth on edge and heard her voice and I just wanted to run. And I just couldn't understand it because I could not stand this woman. And she never did anything to me. I had no reason to feel that way. And then I finally realized one day that she reminded me of a great big fat aunt I had one time that I didn't like very much. So every time I saw her, those feelings about my aunt came up, and there was no real connection between the two of them. But that was a hidden change that was going on inside of me that fortunately I did become aware of. But that happens to us all the time on an emotional level. We have experiences and we make decisions about those experiences, and they're stored there and they affect our life, but we're not aware of it. It just happens somehow in the dark. Now, if these facts that I've shared with you are really true, if this hidden change really is present in our 3D world, and it's present in our physical body, it's present in our emotions, and present in our spiritual life as well, if that is true, then there are a couple of questions that come up for me. One of them is, how can I know about these hidden changes that are going on? I really think it would benefit us to be more aware of those hidden changes, so how can that happen? And the first thing is to increase our awareness, to expand our awareness, expand what we see and what we know. Now, I think that most of the time when we teach meditation, we teach prayer, we're thinking about healing. We're thinking about something changing from a traumatic point of view. We think about surviving. And we use prayer and meditation to help us to do that. And there's certainly nothing wrong with that. It's wonderful that we can do that. But I think that it's time for us as a human race to really move our focus, not to forget about it or stop working on it, but to move our focus from surviving to thriving. Instead of using these marvelous spiritual tools just to heal, what about going beyond healing? What am I going to do when I am healed? What am I going to do when there's no more trauma to get over? I think it's time for us to begin to focus on that. And expanding our awareness in this realm of hidden change, I think, is part of that. I've shared with you many times that my constant mantra is, here I am. Without stipulating what I want to happen or what's going to happen, just here I am. And giving spirit a blank slate to do whatever needs to be done. That's a starting place for me. But to be able to say, I am open, I am receptive, I am listening, I am watching, and to do that over and over again, it gives us a chance to expand our awareness and begin to see things that we couldn't see before, experience things. And then, of course, as I mentioned last week, we have our power of faith, which is not what most people think it is. Faith is our perceiving power. The perceiving power of the mind, being able to be aware of what is around me. So if we're going to become more aware of the hidden changes around me, faith plays an important part of that. Because as I use affirmations and say, my faith is active, my faith is growing more active all the time, our perception of the things around us continues to grow. Our perception of the hidden things around us begins to grow. We're able to see things that we couldn't see before and hear things we couldn't hear before and feel things we couldn't feel before, experience things that we couldn't experience before. So as our experience, as our awareness expands more and more, we are able to perceive these hidden changes that are going on. Now, another thing that's important for us in how we know about these things is to practice. We become what we practice. Someone said one time that a thought practiced becomes a habit, and a habit practiced becomes a life. So we practice these principles that we use, and we practice expanding our awareness over and over again. And when we catch ourselves practicing something that is not going to serve us well, we stop and we begin to practice what will serve us well. When we catch ourselves practicing the principles for the sake of survival, now it's important that we survive, but sometimes we have survived and we keep on practicing survival. We don't really need to. So when we catch ourselves practicing survival when there is no threat at hand, we can stop and say, now I'm going to practice thriving instead of surviving. So practice is really important in that too. And another thing that is important there is guidance. Looking to people that have been where we want to, that who are where we want to go. If you need patience, then talk to somebody who you perceive as a patient person. If you really want to go deeper into the spiritual truth, then talk to someone you feel has taken that plunge and gone deeper. Listen to people who know what they're talking about. Listen to people that know about things that you want to know about. And that helps your awareness to expand. And the more your awareness expands, the more we know about these hidden changes that are present in us and all around us. Now, a second thing that's important in addition to knowing how to perceive these hidden changes is how do we use what we know? How do we do something about it? There are practical applications of being aware of these hidden changes. Charles Fillmore is a great example. I always bring this up when I teach meditation because according to Papa Charlie's description of his experience of meditation, when he meditated, it wasn't a big thing that happened right there. You know, sometimes people will come out of meditation and say, oh, I saw this, or I felt this, or I heard this, or now I know this. For Papa Charlie, it wasn't like that. He found that the result of his meditation showed up in his dreams. So he would meditate, and then when he went to sleep, he would dream about things, particularly about business things. He would have dreams about a business deal that was coming up, and from that dream, he would know which way to go and what to say and what to do. So for him, this knowing of the hidden change that we don't usually see and experience had a real practical application. We also have a matter of safety going on, because if we're aware of what's going on around us, sometimes we can avoid accidents. You've probably heard the story of someone who said, I pulled up to a stop sign and this little voice just said, don't go. And about that time, somebody ran the stop sign from the other side and would have been a horrible accident had they gone on. You've heard the story about people who got the sense that they shouldn't get on an airplane. And they didn't, and the airplane crashed. So being able to know about these hidden changes that are going on in our world around us can be really important in a way of survival, like not being involved in an accident sometimes. Another thing that happens when we know about this hidden change and we perceive this hidden change is around us is that we can make better choices about our bodies. If I know what's going on in my body, I can make the right kinds of choices. Animals have a great instinct about this. Animals will eat certain foods if they need to. You've seen dogs eating grass. That's something natural for them because their body needs it. And we don't have as much instinctual awareness of that as even as animals do. But we can learn to have that. I heard of someone who had all kinds of problems in their body and they had all kinds of tests. And nothing showed up for them. And finally, one day in meditation, she had this image of a strawberry. And she got tested and found out that she was very, very allergic to strawberries. And she stopped eating strawberries and got much better. Now, this information didn't come from the outer. It came from the inside. It was there all the time. It was a hidden change that was there that she became aware of and changed something about her body. When we realize that there are things that we need to do that nobody can tell us to do. It must come from within us. That's what happens when our awareness is expanded and we're able to see those hidden changes that are buried within our bodies. When we have that awareness that is active in us and our faith is active in us, we can make better choices about our feelings. Have you ever said something and just about the time the words got out of your mouth, you said, "Oh no, why did I say that? Was that my outside voice?" That's the thing I usually say when that comes up. But if we have that awareness of the hidden changes that are in us, we can make better choices about our feelings. When, as I mentioned a moment ago about the TV personality reminding me of my aunt, when you're aware of those things, you can act differently. You can catch something before you say it. You can realize that you're feeling something that's not healthy, that's not helping you. And you can say, "Stop that right here, right now, and I'm going to do something different about these feelings that are going on." Without active faith, without that awareness of what's going on inside of you, those feelings would go right on and cause whatever things to happen that were going to happen in your body and in your life. And we can change that. We can make a difference. Using that faith, using our awareness, we can make better choices about our spiritual life. We can find the things that work for us. I talked to a lady one time who was really frustrated about meditation. She said she had been trying for a year to meditate and she just couldn't do it. And as I talked to her, what had happened is that she had gotten a book from some guru, some personality out in the world who said, you know, this is the way to do it. She had been trying to force herself to do meditation the way the author of that book had done meditation, and it just was not working for her. No matter how hard she tried, she could not make meditation work like it was in the book. And I had to keep from laughing because on one level, it was pretty ridiculous that she would do something like that. But I convinced her to put the book aside and to spend some time within herself looking at what worked for her. And she did, and she was happy with meditation then. I've talked to people who say, "I sat down and I tried to be still and my mind is just going and going and going and going and going and going. I couldn't get still. I couldn't get quiet no matter how hard I tried." And I said, "Well, when do you feel peaceful? When do you feel like meditation is happening?" And she said, "Well, when I'm walking in nature." And I said, does that tell you something? You know, forget about sitting down and meditating. Go for a walk in nature and meditate. That comes from recognizing and realizing the hidden changes that are within us. To realize, this is not working for me and I can do something different about it. If your prayer time is not working, do it like you do it from in here. If your meditation is not working, find a way that it works from in here. Your awareness of that what is usually hidden within you can become revealed as you grow in your spiritual life. So I encourage you to be willing to expand your awareness, to be willing to say, "Here I am. I am open to seeing what has not been seen. I am open to hearing what has not been heard. I am open to experiencing what I have not yet experienced. I am here." I want to close with that same passage that I read at the opening. "There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs." I want to invite you to be still for just a moment and allow these thoughts and these words to soak into your heart. And allow the things that are real to you to be real. And those things that made no sense to you at all, just let them pass on by. Allow yourself to be fully present in this embrace of thought and words. And I invite you to anticipate this coming week as you become aware of the hidden changes all around you. You become more able to address them. As you become aware of that which is hidden, you become more able to do the right thing for you. And as you prepare to go into this week, you can do so with joy and, as the daily word said, with a smile. And know, "Here I am." God bless you, my friends.
And know that we are here for you. Each and every one of you, whether this is your first time viewing, we feel that you were guided to be here for whatever reason. And because of that, we appreciate you. We bless you, and we look forward to more interactions with each and every one of you. We remind you that we value what we do here, and we hope you do too. So the donate button is always available to you. Amazon sent us $100 for recent period of time for you Amazon shoppers that have designated us. So thank you for that. And there are many other ways that you can put your blessings into Unity of Pompano Beach so that we can continue with our services, with our wonderful, prayerful energy of love and warmth here. So thank you for everything that you do give. Thank you to our wonderful musicians for keeping us inspired that way. So let's think about the blessings we have in life. Open our eyes to the changes that we can pick up on and find what is ours to do. So let us bless our giving right now with a blessing that we've used here for a couple years now, I believe. Many of you know it by heart. So join me. With a grateful heart, we acknowledge God as source of all that is. Today, we let go of any concern of lack, and we allow good to unfold in our lives. Good is ours. Good and more good is ours. Everywhere we go, an ever-increasing good is ours. Everywhere we go, we see this good. We feel it. We experience it. We freely give it. And it multiplies itself around us. And so it is. Amen.